This is Kennedy Launch Control, T-minus 2 hours and counting. T-minus 2 hours and counting, and all going very well with our countdown here in Apollo 15. The crew here in firing room one is monitoring the status of the various propellants on board the Saturn V rocket, while the astronauts in the spacecraft at the 320-foot level at the pad now busy performing some final checks before the hatch will be closed on the cabin. The spacecraft commander, Dave Scott, coming up shortly on one of our major milestone checks. This is a check of the emergency detection system on board the vehicle. The emergency detection system senses initial development of conditions which could cause a launch vehicle failure and relays this information via cue lights or abort lights on the commander's panel, Dave Scott's panel on the left-hand side of the spacecraft. Our countdown has been going excellently since it picked up at 11:34 p.m. last evening. We've loaded more than 750,000 gallons of liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen aboard the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle. We have had no problems during the count, and all has gone well. The prime crew for the mission, astronauts Dave Scott, Al Worden, and Jim Irwin, were awakened as planned in the countdown at 4:19 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A short time later, Dr. Jack Teagan came by the crew quarters and gave them a brief physical examination, declared them physically fit and very well rested. The astronauts then sat down to breakfast. They had six guests for breakfast in the crew quarters this morning. The menu was the usual astronaut fare on launch morning of orange juice, eggs to order, tenderloin steak, toast, and coffee. Joining the astronauts for breakfast were their boss, astronaut Donald Slayton, who also was the man who awakened them at 4:19 a.m. Also at the breakfast table was Vance Brand, the backup command module pilot, and scientist astronaut Jack Schmidt, the backup lunar module pilot. These two men, of course, have worked very closely with the prime crew over the many months of launch preparations. Also, one of the key members of the support team for this mission, scientist astronaut Dr. Joe Allen, also joined the crew for breakfast, along with the administrative head of the crew quarters here at the Kennedy Space Center, Harold Collins, and Mr. Jim Smotherman, who is the training director for the Apollo 15 crew operations. Following breakfast, about 45 minutes after they began their breakfast, the crew went down the hall at the crew quarters to the suit room to don their pressure suits. They departed from the crew quarters on time as far as the countdown is concerned at 6:28 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and took the 18-minute ride to the launch pad, a trip of about 9 miles from the crew quarters to the launch pad itself. They then boarded the first of two elevators that took them to the 320-foot level, the location of the spacecraft hatch. The astronauts went aboard in a 15-minute sequence starting at 6:53 a.m. this morning when the spacecraft commander, Dave Scott, went aboard and took his seat on the left-hand side. Next to go aboard, the lunar module pilot, Jim Irwin, at 6:58 a.m. Jim Irwin sits on the right-hand side of the cockpit. And finally, the third member of the crew, Al Worden, the command module pilot, took his seat in the middle of between Scott and Irwin. That's our status at the present time as our countdown proceeds. The astronauts busily checking out systems on board the spacecraft. We note the hatch now has been closed, and the closeout crew will now begin the purge sequences to bring the cabin atmosphere to the planned 60-40 combination, 60% oxygen and 40% nitrogen for liftoff. The astronauts, of course, are breathing pure oxygen through their spacesuits. Our weather conditions are very satisfactory for launch attempt this morning. The forecast is for clear to scattered clouds in the Kennedy Space Center area. Surface winds here at KSC are from the south at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We expect a temperature of about 83 degrees. The weather around the worldwide track, as far as the first few hours of the flight are concerned, also very satisfactory. In fact, one of the contingency recovery ships, the USS Austin, which is located 520 nautical miles off the coast here from the Kennedy Space Center, reports that in their area, the seas are calm. They have winds about 4 knots, a 5/10 cloud cover, and 10-mile visibility. All is go for the mission. Dave Scott now beginning this lengthy series of checks of the key emergency detection system, working with the members of the launch vehicle team here in the firing room and the spacecraft team located in their control room back at the Kennedy Space Center Manned Spacecraft Operations Building. 1 hour, 55 minutes, 45 seconds, and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.